धर्म क्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र
कब ये महाभारत हुआ, कब आत्मा ने युद्ध रचा, कब मोह ने मन को बांधा, कब गीता ज्ञान प्रकट हुआ,
किसने ये वाणी सुनी, किसकी ये कहानी, गीता एक अर्जुन ने सुनी या हर आत्मा में गूंजे ये ध्वनि।
क्या ये इतिहास की गाथा थी या चेतना का संघर्ष था, क्या ये रणभूमि बाहर थी या भीतर का ही कुरुक्षेत्र था।
गीता क्या युद्ध की पुकार है या शांति की घोषणा,
गीता क्या शास्त्र है या ईश्वर का प्रेम संदेश, क्यों है
ये गीता हर युग में अमर,
क्यों प्यारी है हर दिल को,
क्यों जगाती है आत्माओं को आज भी।
सर्वधर्मान्य परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज, अहं त्वा सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयामि मा शुचः।
किसने ये कहा,
युगों युगों की ये गाथा न्यारी, अमृत सी यह वाणी प्यारी,
इसमें छुपा है रहस्य अनमोल, ज्ञान के अद्भुत है ये बोल।
यदा यदा ही धर्म घटे अधर्म बढ़े जग में, तब तब भगवान प्रगटे ब्रह्मातन में,
ज्ञान की गंगा बहाने अंधकार मिटाने, सतयोगी वृक्ष उगाने सत्य धर्म जगाने, संसार को प्रेम सिखाने मन को निर्मल करने, हर हृदय में दीप जलाने सदगति का मार्ग दिखाने, मन मना भव मद भक्तो मद्याजी मान नमस्कुरु।
मामे वैश्यसि सत्यम ते प्रतिजाने प्रियोसि मे,
किसने ये कहा।
गुड मॉर्निंग, it is one line in that song, whose story is this and who is tied by this moha, by this attachment, and what we are discussing, this is the story of the invisible player. This invisible player is the invisible prince. He is very, very lucky, eternally lucky. His life is with God. And no one can change his world. No one can change his life. It is like an eternal lottery. It is his story. And then he is offered this gift in the form of the story. And the moha comes, this pull into this foreign world. It is a story world, it is a foreign world, it is a temporary world. It is pulled by this gradually. It appears to be so innocent, minimum some little attachment. But as we saw, it creates havoc. You start living in that story. And the true player, the invisible prince, he becomes unconscious, not for a short time, it is for ages, remains unconscious, big havoc created. Ravan is embodiment of this moha, is embodiment of this attachment. He lives in this foreign world, And yesterday we also saw this image of the hairy. Hairy is becoming a student hairy. Then we said that's the first step. Step two, student hairy is seeing this invisible prince and invisible soul. Seeing this, but he can stay at that level for a long time. Because the third step, we said, is the soul should become conscious. Souls should become the ruler of the life and mind. Then you get the prize, that alaukik prize. Big lottery, we said. It is possible if the invisible player is conscious. Why? It is so difficult if there's such a lottery to become conscious. Why is it a challenge? Because for the soul to become conscious means Ravan has to disappear. Ravan has to dissolve. And that's why the battle. Ravan wants to hold you in that hairy seeing the soul. And Harry becomes senior Harry, and Harry becomes virtuous Harry, and he is a student Harry, you know, and it can stay at that level. And we said it is an ego-based effort. We also saw, you know, very first discussion, first day, we mentioned difference between a yogi and one who practices yoga. Yogi is the one who lives there and comes here. This we can introduce as our practice. Yoga, you live here and go there. And we said that is ego-based effort. This is constant checking that is required in a spiritual effort maker. Are we still continuing with the ego-based effort? Is it all starting with the foreign world? We underlined that Prashant is part of this foreign world. It is part of that story. And there is the world behind. It is the world of the invisible actor. Invisible player is the invisible actor. Our focus is there. In today's discussion, I'm going to underline this word paras. Paras intellect, as opposed to Pattar intellect. Pattar intellect is absolutely there to support Ravan. Pattar cannot see what is subtle, cannot see beyond the story. You know, so day in and day out, as if story is your world, Pattar is at a gross level. So anytime you are seeing that story as your world, during that time, know that it is Pattar. It can be the holy corner within that story, but that is, you are still in the story. Thinking about, worrying about it. It is your world. It is very important. When we are using paras, paras includes subtle intellect, and paras includes broad intellect. Vishal buddhi and subtle. It has the sense of the subtle. And this is essential for our practice. If we want to move out of the ego-based, we have to use paras. Good news is everyone has got paras. Everyone can use paras. They also have pattar. But as with anything, for example, muscles that you use, they become stronger. Muscles that you don't use, they remain weak. In the same way, if paras is not used, it remains weak. And pattar is used, pattar is more dominant. Good for us to know that we have the option of paras. So if we use paras, what we are seeing here, this bigger map, it becomes natural and normal. You are seeing this sky, seeing it as normal. It is our world, this alaukik sky, the world that is eternal and subtle, world that is beyond harm. That is our world. Our family is incorporeal. They all are immortal. They all good. You are seeing it in a natural way. And then, in that context, you are seeing the story. Story as extra, story as small. Story is not your central world. Story is an extra you are involved with. You are watching, involved, acting in it. But 100% it is not your world. Your world is alaukik. That becomes so natural for Paras. We like this image of anthill and the starlings. On one side is an ant world, and then there is a sky, and starlings, birds, dancing in the sky. And for the ants, the sky doesn't exist at all. They are busy, fully busy in that anthill, and each excited with some sticky sugar. This is exactly what happens with Pathar. Pathar keeps us in the ant world, and fully busy, excitements about something, but you are in that ant world and completely missing out on the sky. You use Paras, the sky opens up, and you discover you are the starlings from that sky. Your life is eternal dance, celestial dance. You need nothing, lack nothing, no harm. World of God, world with God. This is what the life is. And you are happy to see the world of the nice ants. Lots going on in the ant world, but you are sakshi, observer, that world of ants. You do not identify with it, it has not become your world. Huge success of Ravan and Maya to bring this from the sky to that level of the ants and biting each other and complaining about it, as if that is your reality. For the next few minutes, let us experiment with Paras. And this is like a winning program for us. One is it is our personal victory, victory of the invisible angel. Invisible player is the invisible soul, is the invisible angel, is the invisible prince. More you create time in that dimension, you are creating light in that dimension. And it becomes easy for all the other invisible brothers to wake up. Discover the sky, discover the dance of the starlings, discover the celestial celebration. It becomes easy. That is the ultimate victory. Not just individual victory, but victory of the whole clan. Paras is our friend for this. Just like God is the friend of the souls. He is absolutely working for this. Sky. And Ravan is holding us into the ant world. So also we can be the friends of everyone if we create light in that dimension. Paras is our big, big friend. So very first step for us is to keep the body comfortable wherever we are. And this is first step. Step zero is to turn the mobile silent. That is step zero. But in a second, we use Paras. It is a game changer. Because the moment you are using Paras, you are seeing the ant world as ant world. It is not your world. You got nothing to compare there, nothing to compete. It is nothing to crave for, nothing to cry for. that is not your world. Sky is very, very real and obvious. And we are aware this world is timeless, real. For Paras, it is real. It is not just a meditation. It is the home. And in this environment, the invisible player, he becomes conscious, independent, clean start. It is not extension of Prashant. Prashant is part of that ant world. It is ant story. At the same time, the invisible witness becomes conscious. And he is the invisible player. For him, it is normal to be immortal. Normal to belong to this alaukik sky. Normal not to need anything from that ant world. Doesn't need anything from anywhere. No preference, no expectations. Icha matrama vidya. Ignorance of the word desire. He knows his world is beyond harm. One is it is eternal, but not the slightest harm can come in this world. And as was said, if anyone realizes that he is eternally safe, it opens up the best and the highest. Best emerges. He discovers his life is of joy and contentment and love. And everyone is like this in this world. They all are out of this ant world. They are from the sky. And if anyone is free like this, they are free from ego and free from vices. They are free from sorrows and disappointments. Childlike and godlike. If anyone is eternally safe, they remain 100% innocent. Childlike innocent. And childlike being carefree. Everyone is like this. Childlike and godlike. Because godlike wisdom. He's seeing this. He's seeing this reality because he is using Paras. This is his world and family. All are immensely lovely and loving. All are lucky. And just he creating this attention, paying attention to this dimension. This is like creating light, shining light. And this light helps them to see who they are. We are talking about souls of, they are all here in different countries. All of them, they are from the same home. They all are lucky. All are immortal. Invisible player, he knows, is from the family of God. If you are from the sky and if you are immortal and free from that story world, he knows naturally the life of being viceless and egoless. The invisible player knows this. He knows his worthiness to belong to God. He experiences that worthiness to be loved by God, immensely loved, eternally loved, eternal bond, and no one can change. Nothing can change this. Close bond. He knows the worthiness to have company of God. Invisible player, he is from this world. God himself sees him, like him, like God. Voiceless, egoless, sorrowless, desireless, harmless. Invisible player knows that all are worthy and all belong to God. All are worthy to be loved. Immensely worthy. That's why very, very lucky. No one can have a higher quality of life than this. He knows this. He wants everyone to know how lucky they are. This is not a nice meditation commentary. He doesn't see this as a meditation commentary. It is not a visualization. For the invisible player, this is the reality. This is normal. Truth. He is seeing this truth. He is out of the story world. And he knows that more time he creates the here, it will become easy for others to experience this. This is what we can call lighthouse effect. You are creating light. Light in this dimension of truth. Seeing this extraordinary truth of everyone. And you are seeing this eternal celebration. This universe is a positive universe. When we are saying universe, the real universe is beyond the story. And positive, because everyone's nature is of happiness. Everyone is lovely. There is nothing inauspicious. No vibration. If there is no desire even, and no vibration of disappointment, nothing inauspicious. A world of full love and full respect. They are all worthy. We are understanding how easy it is to come into experience. Not just visualization, the experience. The soul-based effort brings us in the experience. Invisible player is the invisible prince. He is the invisible angel. Angel performs angelic tasks. What is the angelic task? Just like Baba, he is the Praneshwar, you know, God of souls, Ishwar. But he also, being Praneshwar, he gives Jiyadan, donation of life. That's a huge thing. Angel's duty is this, to revive everyone. Ravan has made everyone unconscious. Here, the task of Ram is to make them conscious. It is like a Jiyadan, donation of life. There can't be a higher donation than this. Someone who is unconscious, you bring him. If he's unconscious and you give him any gift, it is irrelevant. First, he has to be made conscious. Here, you are making the eternal prince conscious. Who? The invisible player. Not B.K. Harry. That is, we said, it is part of the story there. But the invisible soul is the invisible player 100% separate from the part it is played. We are paying this extra attention not to mix these things, because that is exactly what ego wants, to mix the invisible player and the role. So creating this contrast of the ant world and the world of starlings, that makes us, you know, prevent this mixing. As we continue on our journey, we understand this extraordinary part, option that we all have. And what is this option? To create light, be authority in this task of creating light. We are understanding what light means, light of truth. It is light not created by ego. If Harry says, I am creating light, then there is no magic, there won't be light. Harry himself is in darkness. But if the invisible player is conscious, game changes altogether. Invisible player is out of the end world. His sky is his reality. And then from there, he understands naturally. It is his experience that everyone is from the sky. They all are incorporeal, but they all are lovely. They all are lucky. Thank you.